Spread majestically beneath the foothills of the Smokies, in the lovely Piedmont section of America, stands an institution of learning, of culture, of Christianity, Bob Jones University of Fortress of Faith.
Tenderly, Henry Barnes closed the worn Bible. It had been his for 50 years now, ever since, as a young man of 20, he gave his life to Jesus Christ. But during those years of service, one thing was wrong. Henry stuttered. Every time he attempted to witness to someone, his stammering cut short the conversation. Tracts became his outlet. His mind went back over what he had just read in 1 Corinthians.
And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. That's me, all right. I'm one of the less comely parts.
His spirit sank as he thought over his life. Hundreds of tracts had passed from his hands to someone else's, but there was not one convert to his credit that he knew about. Of course, this could be, since his distribution was done mainly to strangers whom he never saw again. Bowing his head, Henry prayed,
Oh God, give me a convert today.
Walking slowly through the shabby neighborhood, he spotted a group of young men in their late teens lounging in front of a little restaurant. He recognized the shaggy haircuts and leather jackets that identified a local gang responsible for most of the petty thefts and juvenile disturbances in the area. Selecting several tracks, Henry approached them.
Hello, boys. Something to read?
Curious, the boys accepted the leaflets, looked at them, and realizing what they were, flung them to the ground derisively.
What do you have to say to that, Grandpa?
Yeah, guys, the old man's trying to convert us.
Knock it off, Rocky. This old man doesn't mean any harm. Anyway, we've got places to go.
Henry saw the speaker thrust the tract he still held in his hand into his jacket pocket as he turned to leave. The young thugs piled into a car and roared away.
Don't use the one tract to thy honor.
Spring blossomed into summer. The warm sun faded behind gray fall clouds, and winter snow covered the city. Henry continued his almost unnoticed tract ministry, but his heart was heavy. No results. The warming sun gradually melted the accumulated snow, and soon there were buds on the trees. Spring was back. With the kindling of life in nature came a rekindling of missionary emphasis at Henry's church, culminating in a week-long missionary conference. The final night of the conference arrived, and Henry seated himself in his customary place near the front, listening enthralled to the accounts of missionary work all over the world. If only he could speak fluently, he knew he would have become a missionary, or an evangelist, or some sort of full-time Christian worker. Then the sermon ended, and the pastor called to the front several young people who had announced their intention of training for missionary work. Henry thrilled as he heard the simple testimonies they gave. Suddenly, he straightened up in the pew, staring hard at the young man who approached the front of the church. Could it be? His ears strained for the words the young man was saying.
About 1 year ago, I was loitering on the sidewalk with other members of a teenage gang I belonged to, when an elderly Christian man came up and gave us some tracts. The other fellows threw theirs away, but for some reason I kept mine. I don't know who that man was or even remember what he looked like, but that tract burned in my pocket until I had to read it. Then, bothered by the message it gave, I found another Christian who led me to the Lord. Now I'm going to be a missionary. Whatever I do for my Lord, though, will be the result of some nameless Christian's faith.
As Henry left the church that night, he felt as though the weight of his 71 years had been transformed into a column of sweet-smelling incense to the throne of God.
Thank you, Lord, for the abundant comeliness thou hast bestowed upon this less comely part.
I shall reach when the sun goes down.
again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.